Today's daf is Erev and Daf Chav Beis, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Aleph Amid Beis, Amar Rav Hamnuna. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Ovadia Ben Miriam Leah, Yosef Kalman Ben Toba. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Avram Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. Just one announcement before we begin the daf, and that is, there's been a little bit of a change as it relates to Aryeh Gelbard's second Seder Flatbush program. Number one, it's going to be on Thursdays, not on Wednesdays. Number two, as far as the location, it's going to be in Kahal B'nei Shloime Zalman, which is 1093 East 21st Street between Avenue I and J. So again, Kahal B'nei Shloime Zalman, 1093 East 21st Street between Avenue I and J. It's going to begin this Thursday and Yetz Hashem go through Chodesh Elul. And we'll see after Yontif about where it goes from there. It begins at 5 o'clock and will Yetz Hashem end at 7 o'clock. So the Gemara today is going to begin, really, where Daf Chaf Aleph left off. And that is with some Divrei Agada. So the Gemara mentioned, Amar Rab Yehuda Amar Shmuel, B'shosh Shetikein Shloima Erevin V'Netilas Yedayim. When Shloima HaMelech was Mesakin Erevin and Netilas Yedayim, Yotis Abaskol V'Amra, Chacham b'ni, v'samach libi v'ashivi charfi davar. B'ni im chacham libecha yismach libi gamani. Either way, the Gemara mentioned that Shlomo HaMelech is the one that created the idea of a Ruvi Chatzeres. So the Gemara is going to talk a little bit more about Shlomo HaMelech's contributions. Omar Rav Hamnuna, my dear, what's written in the pasuk that says, Vayidaber shloshes alafim mashal. Shlomo HaMelech spoke 3,000 mishalim, 3,000 parables, vayehi shiroi chamisha va'olav, and 1,005 songs. Sakta Gemara melamed she'amar Shlomo al kol davar v'davar shel Torah, shloshes alafim mashal. Shlomo HaMelech was able to explain every single davar of the Torah with 3,000 mishalim. Additionally, al kol davar v'davar shel Sofrim, and for every dirabonon, he was able to explain chamisha ve'elef ta'amim, 1,005 explanations. So these weren't merely parables, nice stories. These weren't merely songs, but rather these were all ta'amim and biurim, both in the irises and in the rabbanans. On the irisa level, 3,000 al kol davar v'davar. On the rabbanan level, 1,005 al kol davar v'davar. Dara shava ma'idik se vatsh p'shan in the pasuk. That says, again, referring to Shlomo HaMelech, v'yoyser shahoya koyhelas chacham, oid limei dases ha'am, v'izein v'chiker, tikein mishalim harbi. What does that mean? Sok de Gemara. Limei dases ha'am is referring to the Agmere, b'simone, ta'amim, v'azbera b'may dedomile. Shlomo HaMelech, again, had mishalim that he used to explain different parts of the Torah. V'izein, v'chiker, tike mishalim harbe. What does that mean? Amar ulo, amar rabbe loza. B'tchilo hoysa Torah doyme l'kfifa, she'en lo oznayim. Before Shlomo HaMelech explained the Torah, so the Torah was similar to a kfifa, a basket, that had no oznayim, it had no handle. Meaning, the Torah was there, but it was very hard to grip it. It was very hard to tap into it. Atshaba Shlomo, until Shlomo HaMelech came, v'asala oznayim, and he made oznayim for the Torahs. So we often forget and don't realize the contribution that Shlomo HaMelech made to the Torah. Here's Gemara's tucked away on the bottom of Erev and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that before Shlomo HaMelech came along, the Torah was compared to a kfifa she'en lo oznayim. Shlomo HaMelech came ba'asala oznayim. That's a tremendous contribution. The pasuk says, "Kvutzoisav taltalim shchoyros ka'orev." Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. What does this mean? Amar Rav Chisda Amar Ukva. Malamet sheyesh lidrosh al kol koitz v'koitz tilim tilim shel halachos. Kvutzoisav taltalim. Kvutzoisav is miloshin koitz. Taltalim is miloshin tilei tilim. That for every koitz of Torah, there's tilim tilim of halachos. So not only every word, but every letter, and not only every letter, but every fraction of every letter. There's tilei tilim of halachos. Zok de gemara shchayris koyrev mish atamoytzen. Who do you find? Who has the ability to darshan all this? The misha mashkim u'ma'ariv aleihem lebeis hamedrash. So the gemara is darshaning shchayris koyrev miloshin shachris and arvis. So who is it that kfutzois of taltalim? Who is it sheyesh lidrash al kol koitz v'koitz tilei tilim shel halachos? It's someone that gets up early, shchayros. It's someone that wakes that stays up late. He's koir. Rabbi Rama had a different shot on what shchayr is koiriv means. But misha mashchir ponav aleim koiriv. A raven is black. So someone that makes his face black, he gets dirty and he's suffers as a result of his Torah. That's the type of person that's kfutzois of tal talim. Rabbi Rama Rava said a third shot. But misha meisa matzmoi achzori al bonav al bnei beisai koiriv. The oiriv is infamous for the fact that he doesn't have the natural rachmanis that all creatures have for their children. That's why we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains the Bnei Oirev Asher Yikro. Why the Bnei Oirev? Because the Bnei Oirev don't have parents that are looking out for them. And that's why Hashem has to look out for the Bnei Oirev. So Rav said a chiddush. He said, you want to know who's going to reach the Madrega in learning, where it's kfutzois of taltalim, sheyesh lidrash al kol koitz v'koitz, tilim tilim shal alochitz. It's someone that's mesim atzmoy, achzori, albonov, albnei besoy, ko oirev. If he acts like an oirev, if he becomes an achzer, that's who's going to talk to Mark Hadra. Rav Adam Masa have a cause of the Rav. Rav Adam Masa once went to go learn. Amrulut Vissus, his wife told him, Yenuki didach maya avilu. What should I do with your children? I mean, you're going to go learn. That's wonderful. But what's going to be with your kids? Amalea. So he told him, Yishlimu kurmi ba'agma. What is there nothing in the agam, in the swamps, for you to be able to go pick and pluck and give your children? You'll figure it out. It seemed a little bit achzorious-ish. So the Gemara says, yeah. Ki hot Rav Adar Masna. The Gemara is bringing this to support Rava's understanding of what it means when the Gemara said, Shchayrois ka'ayrev, that a person has to literally act like an oirev sometimes if he's going to achieve greatness and learning. The pasuk says, Meshalim l'soynov el ponov lehavidai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays his soynim lehavidai. What does that mean? I'm Rabbi Shulban Levi. If we didn't have this possible, we'd never be able to say this. What it means is that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that even a Rasha has to be rewarded for the averis, for the mitzvahs that he does. Hashem doesn't want to reward the Rasha in the next world, so instead he rewards him in this world. But it's not something he really wants to do. So it's kaviyochel, like a person that's carrying a very, very heavy load. Umevakish lahashlicha mimenu. That's the point of this pasuk. Hashem rewards the Rasham on this world, but what's the reason? What's the punchline? Lahavidai. Lo ya'acher l'soyne. Amar Rab Ilo l'soyne of hudu lo ya'acher, avu ya'acher l'tzadikim. When it comes to the soinim, Hashem is lo ya'acher, meaning he rewards them immediately. But when it comes to the tzaddikim gemurim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to wait. Meaning you have tzaddikim gemurim that every day they wake up early, like shemashkim umma'ariv, and they stay up late at night, and shemashkim ponav aleim ka'ariv, and they their levels of avodas Hashem is tremendous, and Hashem doesn't pay them. Why is Hashem not rewarding them? What's going on? The Teres Hashem is waiting. L'soin avud lo ya'acher, avol ya'acher l'tzadikim gemurim. V'haynu d'om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, may d'chsev asher anoichim etzav chayim la'soysam, hayim la'soysam, on this world, a tzadik does. V'loy l'mocher la'soysam. In the next world, you're not going to be able to do anymore. Hayim la'soysam l'mocher l'kabel scharam. So as it relates to the Rishoyim, lo ya'acher, lo ya'acher, he's going to get paid immediately. When it comes to the tzadikim, it's ya'acher. That's the idea of l'mocher l'kabel scharam. Om Rab Chai, givitim Rab Shulman Achirim. May d'chsev erach apayim. Erech af mi boyle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an erech apaya. What does it mean? Hashem doesn't get angry. He delays his wrath. So the chura, it should have said erech af. But Lashon Yochid, what's this apayim? Ela erech apayim letzadikim and erech apayim lerishon. Rashi says apayim is miloshim ponim. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he waits to punish the rishon until the next world, and he waits to repay the tzaddikim until the next world. Either way, there's this double idea in Erech HaPayim. This concludes the Agadita portion of today's stuff. So we return to our regular program, which is Masechtas Erevin, specifically the halachos of Pasei Birois. So what were Pasei Birois? Well, you put up these four double posts. They're Diyoindim, Dayoy. It was a special kula that the Chachamim instituted for the Oilei Regel. Rashi said on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, not only the Oilei Regel, big chiddush, but ukiyotze behem, that any time a person was going for a Dvar Mitzvah, he was able to use these pasin as mechitzos. It was only allowed to be used for the behemoth, stating that the Braisa said, if the well was so big that it was impossible even for a person to go into the well, drink, and be able to come out, that even a person would be allowed to use it. But the bottom line is, we're discussing the idea of Pasei Birois. And the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Perek, brought a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as to how large an area the Pasi Birois are allowed to close. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ad Beis Sosayim. There's an idea in Erevin that comes up again and again, and that is that even though a Rishus HaYochid can be as big as you want it to be, you can make an entire city into a Rishus HaYochid. But at the same time, when there are certain mitigating factors, the Chachamim said that you have to limit a Rishus HaYochid up until Beis HaSayim. And Rabbi Yehuda said, this is an example, that up until Beis HaSayim, which is 5,000 cubic amas, that's where you can use the Pasi Birois. But if it's going to be bigger than that, it's not going to be okay. And the Chachamim argued, Rabbi Yehuda said that it has to be Beis HaSayim. Was referring to the pit alone, meaning the pit can be Beis HaSayim. Now, if the pit is going to be Beis HaSayim, that means that the area within the pasim is going to be a little bit bigger than Beis HaSayim. Why? Because we saw there were two amas on each side. There has to be space for roshay v'rubay of the animal. You're not allowed to put the pasim right next to the bar. So obviously, then that means that the area being closed off by the pasim is going to be a little bit bigger than Beis HaSayim. Or maybe no. Maybe he meant the entire area. Meaning the entire area that's within the pasim, the pit and the area on the sides of it, where the animals are going to be, that entire space could only be up until Beis HaSayim. Now, what was the Shiloh? The Shiloh was that you Adam Noisen Eina Bebeiroi. Do we assume that a person, when he's going to assess the size of this area, is going to look at it from the perspective of the bar? So if we're going to allow the bar alone to be Beis HaSayim, which means that with the area around it, it's really a little bit bigger than Beis HaSayim. Like, let's read in the Masechet Tatul Yais Beis HaSayim B'Karfif. You don't have to make a gzeira. There may be other areas, such as a karfif, where it's also limited to the halacha Beis HaSayim. People are going to think, oh, maybe there too it could be bigger than Beis HaSayim. Right? The Gemara said that I could tell you an additional tzad why you should need the entire area to be Beis HaSayim, not only the bar. Because if you're going to say that only the bar has to be Beis HaSayim, but the area around it could make the area even bigger, maybe make a gzera atu karfif. So the Gemara is addressing that point. So the Gemara says, I don't think that's an issue. Because when you look at this area, Adam Noisin Einav Beira, you assume, you look at it from the perspective of the bar, so there's no gzera atu karfif. Maybe no, Adam Noisin Einav Mechitzasai, Figazrina Duma Asi Lechlufa Yosef Beisasai Bekarfif. Or the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe you do have to make such a gzera. You have to be concerned that if you're going to allow the bar itself to be Beis HaSayim, which means that with the surrounding area, it's going to be more than Beis HaSayim. So even if this is okay, even if you can rationalize it, but there's a gzera, there's a good reason to make a chashash that maybe people will think that ordinarily, any time the halach is Beis HaSayim, it's really maybe a little bit more. And maybe a karfa people will also make big in the Beis HaSayim. So the Gemara says, bottom line, this halacha that Rabbi Yehuda said that you could only make Pasi Birois within an area of Beis HaSayim. The question is, does that mean the bar Beis HaSayim, which would by definition inevitably mean that the entire area is a little bit bigger than Beis HaSayim? Or no, the entire area that's within the four walls, these four double posts, can't be more than Beis HaSayim. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya from a brisa that we've seen already. Tashma kam hemakuravin. How close are the posts allowed to be to the well? Kedei roisha veruba shal para. You have to make sure that there's enough room for roisha veruba of the para. Kam hemeruchak. And how far could they be? Afilu kuraim. Chum say you can make it as far as you want. Rabbi Yehuda Amir Buda says, no, Beis HaSayim. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. They told Rabbi Yehuda, aren't you moida bedir v'sahar muktzav v'chatzar? These are different types of chatzeris where animals spend time, where people spend time, where you store things. That the halach is afilu beis chameshas kurim ubeis aseres kurim shemuter. You see, it could be more than beis asayim in those areas. Why? Because they're used. Not like a karfif that's not used. These are areas that are used. And being that the areas that are used, so there's no limitation to beis asayim. The pasiv erois were used. That was the whole point of the pasiv. So if they were used, why can't it be more than Beis HaSayim? Amar lehem, Rabbi Yehuda told them, Zu mechitza ve'elu pasim. No, there's a very big difference. What's the difference? Ordinarily, you have a valid mechitza. He says, I agree if you have a legitimate mechitza, you can close off an area that's bigger than Beis HaSayim. The problem is, you don't have a good mechitza over here. All you have is pasim. Pasim erois. This is a big chiddush, this mechitza. And as a result, even though it works, of course, but at the same time, it's limited by the halacha of Beis HaSayim. So this we've seen already. This is a hisafer. Reb Shimon Allah says, Bar Beis HaSayim, a Beis HaSayim Moter. A bar that's Beis HaSayim, a Beis HaSayim is mutter. V'loy amru laharchik el k'dei roish haveruba. You just have to make sure that there's going to be roish haveruba of this and shal parah. Zok the Gemara. Over here you have a third shita. Till now, we saw in the Mishnah, we had this brisa earlier in the parak. Now we have the brisa Tzim Tzveitin Mol, that there's a machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether the shear of Pasabi Royas is limited by Beis HaSayim, or it's not limited by Beis HaSayim. Kums again, the brisa with a new shita. Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Shimon ben Elazar said, Bar Beis HaSayim, a Beis HaSayim Mutter. Now, Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rav Yehuda sound like they're saying the same thing, but they can't be saying the same thing because then there's no machloikis. From the fact that you have Rabbi Yehuda and then Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, clearly there is a machloikis. So what's going on over here? Zok to Gemara, you know what the machloikis must be? Amid the Kamar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, bar, v'loy pasin, let's be medayik l'shoyne hazav. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, oimer, bar, beis hasayim, beis hasayim. You know what it sounds like? That the bar itself could be beis hasayim. Michlau, so let's back into then what Rabbi Yehuda Shita must have been. Rabbi Yehuda baru pasin kamar. So Tashma, we have a raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds Baru Pasim has to be Beis HaSayim or Beis HaSayim. Meaning the Ibayalu of the Gemara are two real tzadim l'fiya emes. One is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the other is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Shita. But as it relates to the Ibaya in Shita's Rabbi Yehuda, I think I have a raya from this brisa, the Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that it's not okay if the bar is Beis HaSayim. The bar would actually have to be less than Beis HaSayim. Because you need the bar, you need the area surrounding the bar, you need the entire area within the Pasim to be Beis HaSayim, Beis HaSayim. The Mar says, Valahi, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Valai Pasim. May Rabbi Yehuda also holds Bar Valai Pasim. Ihachi, Hainu, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar saying the same thing. It could be Nayu, Arich, Fikat. And the Kubit and Afkamina would be, does the bar have to be a square, or could it also be a rectangle? Maybe that's the shaila. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say anything about its shape. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, bar beis hasayim, a beis hasayim. So it could be, that's where the nafkis. Rabbi Yehuda said, beis hasayim, mutter yoisim, beis hasayim, asa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's lashon was, beis hasayim, a beis hasayim. So he seems to be describing where the four walls are all of the same dimension. It could be that's where the nafkimina would be. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Zok de Gemara. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said a klal. Throughout Shas, you find this. Klal omer Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Kol avir shetash misha ladira. Anytime you have an area that's surrounded by mechitzos, and the purpose of the mechitzos is because you want to be within that area. I want to be there. Keep going. Dir v'sahar muktzah v'chatzar. Dir v'sahar are places where animals are. Muktzah v'chatzar are places where people spend time. Afilu beis chamishas kurim u beis aseres kurim mutter. Doesn't matter how big it is, it's going to be okay. The chol dira shetashmisha la'aver. But anytime you surround an area with mechitzos, but the reason you surround it with mechitzos is not the ladira. It's not because you want to be there. It's la'aver. It's just because you want some fresh air. Maybe you want to get away from the sun. You don't want to be on the other side of the mechitza. You're going burgenin, shevesod. It's like the huts that were inside the fields. Dear the halach is beis hasayim mutter. Yes, and me beis hasayim. Also, that's just a cloud. That's me inyan le inyan, but it's the inyan that really has nothing to do with pasiv yirois. But bottom line is, this is the conclusion of the first part of Perek Oysen Pasen, of the Gemara's discussion of the first Mishnah in Perek Oysen Pasen, which involved many, many very welcomed digressions and a lot of Divrei Agada. Either way, the first part of today's daf was the calm before the storm. Now is when you have to roll your sleeves up, and now we get into maybe the most important sugya in Masech Tzeirv. And Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda said, if you had Pasiv Yirois, there's a well, it was surrounded by these Dalid, the Yumdim, these four double posts, which aren't very big, they're an Amma, pointing in each direction. What would be if the Derech of the Rabbim, the Rishus HaRabbim, emphasis on Rishus HaRabbim, went through, meaning somebody set up Pasiv Yirois in the middle of a Rishus HaRabbim, which we've seen already early in the parak, is something that you can do. But the Derech of the Rabbim goes through it. So Rabbi Yehuda said a very important shita. Mafsekos yisalkenu litzdadim. You have to divert traffic. You have to have a traffic person standing in front and telling people to make a right or to make a left. Why? Because if the Rabbim is going to go through the Pasei Birois, it's going to completely destroy the efficacy of these Pasen. Pasei Birois are mechitzas, but only when they actually act as mechitzas. To the extent that the Rabbim, the Rishus HaRabbim, is going through the Pasen, that would by definition mean that these Pasen are not good. The Chachamim said, no, it's fine. It's not going to be an issue. We're going to see in the Gemara that the machloik is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is one of the most important machloikas in Masechtas Erevin, certainly as it relates to Halacha L'maisa, and certainly as it relates to all the Erevin controversy that happened over the centuries. And that is, Asi rabim u'mevatel mechitzta, or loy asi rabim u'mevatel mechitzta. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion, asi rabim u'mevatel mechitzta. So in the world of Erevin, you have all these imaginary mechitzas, right? If you had real mechitzas, we're probably not even having this conversation. But in the world of Erevin, you often had imaginary mechitzas. We'll see soon. You can have this with real mechitzas also. So take a pasi birois. We're willing to accept that these are mechitzas. But the Rishus HaRabim goes through it. You have thousands of people that are passing through it every single day. Rabbi Yehuda said, Asi Rabim Umavato Mechitza. This is not a joke. This is not a chukka v'tlula. At the end of the day, if people are walking through these mechitzas, so they're not mechitzas. And if that's the case, you can't use it as a mechitza. Chachamim Oimrim in Itzarech. Because the Chachamim hold Loi Asi Rabim Umavato Mechitza. Zok to Gemara Rabbi Yoichim, Rabbi Lozda, Mitra Vay Reichim, Rabbi Lozda, both said, Kan Hoi Diacho, Koichon Shal Mechitza. It's from the Chachamim Shita, you see, Koichon Shal Mechitza. So you want to know the power of a mechitza, this is Exhibit A. The Chachamim Shita. The Chachamim hold that Pasei B'Rois, which is an inferior type mechitza, is a mechitza, even if the Rabbim goes through. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, two great Amiron, both commented the same thing. Kan hoy diachon koichon shal mechitza. Says the Gemara Kan v'Sfirulei. It sounds like Kan hoy diachon, and they, meaning, accepted this ruling. That Rabbi Laz and Rabbi Yochanan both hold like the Chachamim, that lo yasi rabim uvata mechitzas. Right, Gemara, is that true? I'm a Rabbi Bar Bachan and Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Bachan said the name Rabbi Yochanan. We had this earlier on, Davov Amid Beis, Yerushalayim, as it relates to the city of Yerushalayim, Umoli, Dalsoy Seinin, Ales Balayla, where not for the fact that the doors of Yerushalayim, the gates were closed at night, it would have a din of a Rishus HaRabim, and if somebody would carry Dalon Amos in it on Shabbos, he would be chayv. Rabbi Yochanan held that Yerushalayim really should be a Rishus HaRabim. The only reason it's not a Rishus HaRabim, and the only reason Rabbi Yochanan said you're allowed to carry Yerushalayim, is because every single night they used to close the gates. And because they closed the gates, at least there was a small period of time where the area was completely closed off. And because of that small area of time, that was enough to give Yerushalayim a din of a Rishus HaYochid. But Il Mole, were not for the fact that Dal Soyseh and Nina Leis Balaylo, that the doors were locked that night, Chayov and Olam Shum Rishus HaRabim. It would have had a din of a Rishus HaRabim. What's the kasha? Yerushalayim, whether the doors would be left open or would be closed, had mechitzos. It was surrounded by walls. It's not shayla. If the doors were open, they were closed. It had real mechitzos. There's no question it had real mechitzos. And still Rabbi Yochanan held that if they didn't close the doors, it would have been a Rishus HaRabim. Why? There's mechitzos. Why should it be a Rishus HaRabim? Why should Yerushalayim be any different than Pasi B'Rois? Why should this be an issue? Oh, you know what the teretz is? Because the rabbim used to walk through it. Because Asi Rabin. That must be because of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Otherwise, there's mechitzos. So what's the problem? Oh, people walk through it, and is that any different than the Pasi B'Rois? So if that's the case, you see Rabbi Yochanan Shita is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Asi Rabim Umavata Mechitzos. So again, Freik the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozad Amir Chavayu, Kan Hoi Diachin Koi Chashon Mechitzos, and we're focusing specifically on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was taken aback. Wow, take a look at the Chachamim Shita. Kan Hoi Diachin Koi Chashon Mechitzos. Freik the Gemara, Kan V'Sfirulei, does Rabbi Yochanan hold like the Chachamim? That loy asi rabim umavato mechitzos. If loy asi rabim umavato mechitzos, then Yerushalayim is always going to be a rishos hayachid. You wouldn't have to lock the doors at night. So why Rabbi Yochanan say o moli dal soyseh nuna leis balaylo chayav and olam yishum rishos rabim? So the Gemara says you're right. Ela kan veloy sfirli. You have to say Rabbi Yochanan when he said kan ediachin koychach mechitzos. He was just commenting. He was just remarking about the sheet of the chachamim, but. As it relates to the halacha, the leiloi sfirli, he doesn't hold like the chum. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that asi rabim umevatal mechitzas. So again, we have a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the chacham. Rabbi Yehuda shita is asi rabim umevatal mechitzas. The chachamim shita is loy asi rabim umevatal mechitzas. Zok the gemara, vrami the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, vrami the Rabbanon, ad the Rabbanon. We have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda, seemingly, and a steer in the Rabbanon, seemingly. Fine, we're going to the rice. Yes, okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Again, these are all gemaras we've seen already. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishai lishnei batim shnei tzidi rishos rabim. If somebody owns two houses, on two sides of a Rishus HaRabim. So you have a house on one side of Rishus HaRabim, you have a house on the other side of Rishus HaRabim. You want to be able to carry in between the two houses. Rabbi Yehuda says you can do it. If you could put a lechi on one side of your house, and a lechi on the other side of that same house, on the same side of the Rishus HaRabim, or you put two kairos going across the Rishus HaRabim, the noise of emtza, Azoy Reb Yehuda gehalten. Amru loy, the Chachamim told Reb Yehuda, ain ma'arvin rishus harabim kach. No, it's not okay to be ma'arvin rishus harabim this way. So what do you see from here? Kashad Reb Yehuda ad Reb Yehuda, kashad Rabbanon ad Rabbanon. Reb Yehuda shittis osi rabim umavato mechitzis. Yet Reb Yehuda says, if you want to be ma'ariv, this area between your two houses on the two sides of the rishus harabim, just put a lechi, or a kaira, and no worries, and you're going to be fine. What do you mean you're fine? The rabbim is walking through it. It's in a rishus harabim. What happened to osi rabbim umavato mechitzis? That's the steer in Reb Yehuda. And in the rabbani, you see just the opposite. The rabbani are the ones that have a problem with it, presumably because the rabbim are walking through. I thought the rabbani cheat is that lo yasi rabbim umavato mechitzis. I thought the rabbani cheat is kan hoy diacho koichan shal mechitzis. Zok de gemara. No, the Reb Yehuda, Reb like kasha. You have to say that the steer in Reb Yehuda is not a steer. Why? Hasam ikashte mechitzis ma'al yasa. Hocha lekashte mechitzis ma'al yasa. In the case where you have two houses on the two sides of the rishus rabbim, you have two legitimate mechitzos. Being that you have two legitimate mechitzos, so over there, Reb Yehuda is not worried about the fact that there's an osi rabbim, as opposed to in the case of Pasei Birois in our Mishnah, where Reb Yehuda holds osi rabbim umavata mechitzos, you don't have two mechitzos ma'al yesus, and as a result, it's going to be an issue. What do you mean? I thought Pasei Birois hakud mechitzos. What the Gemara means to say is that in Reb Yehuda's case, the two mechitzos are the two wall, are the two houses on the two sides of the Rishus HaRabim. Those mechitzos don't have any breaches. You can't walk through that. The rabbim are not walking through those two mechitzos. So being that the rabbim are not walking through those two mechitzos, so at the end of the day, you have two valid mechitzos. Whereas in the Pasei Birois, even though all the mechitzos are really mechitzos, but they're not mechitzos ma'aliyuses in the sense that they could prevent the rabbim from walking through. So Rabbi Yehuda says, as long as I have two mechitzos that prevent the rabbim from walking through, that in and of itself is going to be okay. What's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Because this is Rabbi Yehuda's sheet that throughout Masechtas Erevin, Rabbi Yehuda holds that all you need to create a Rishos HaYachid are two mechitzos. The Chachamim sheet is you need three mechitzos. We paskin like the Chachamim. That's why a Mavi Sassam is different than a Mavi Mefolish. Because we hold that you need three mechitzos, not two mechitzos. But Rabbi Yehuda's a Das Yachid. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that the number is not three mechitzos, rather than the number is two mechitzos. Over here I have two mechitzos where there's a Lo Yossi Rabbim. So being that I have two good mechitzos, it's not going to be an issue. And this is very important, especially for the raid. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you do have to have a third mechitza. He said, lechi mikan ve lechi mikan. He said, kaira mikan ve kaira mikan. So let's say those kairos that you're going to put across the Rishus HaRabim, the rabbin goes through that. The Teretz says, that third mechitza you only need midirabonon. And being that third mechitza you only need midirabonon, says Tosfos, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when I need the mechitza midirabonon, lo yossi rabim umavato mechitza. The whole sheet is Rabbi Yehuda of osi rabim umavato mechitza is when I need the mechitza midairaisa. But if I only need the mechitza midrabban, like in this case, I have two good mechitzas. It's true. Rabbi Yehuda said, oisi lachi mekan, lachi mekan, okur vekan, okur mekan. And over here, you're going to have an osi rabim on that third mechitza. But it's only the third wheel. It's the third mechitza. The third mechitza I don't really need. Why? Because the third mechitza is only a derabban and a mechitza. When it comes to a derabban and a mechitza, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the halach is lo yasi rabim about the mechitzas. So either way, that takes care of the stira of the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara said, Rabbanon, Ami lo kash, as it relates to stira in the Rabbanon, it's also not shver. Again, what's stira in the Rabbanon? In our Mishnah, the Rabbanon cheat is lo yasi rabim about the mechitzas. Let the rabbim walk through the Pasei Birois. You don't have to divert traffic. It's not a big deal. Yet the Rabbanon cheat is that if you have a house on one side, you have a house on another side, the Rishus Rabbim goes through, it's going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, that's not a kasha. Hoche iko shame arba mechitzas, hosam leko shame dalad mechitzas. You know what the difference is? Over here, at the end of the day, I have, quote, shame arba mechitzas, unquote. I have four valid mechitzas. And being that I have four valid mechitzas, and the Chachamim Shita is Layasi Rabim Mavata Mechitzas, so it's going to be okay. The problem with the Rishus Rabim is I don't have four mechitzas. All I have is two mechitzas. And the Rabbanu Shita is that I have to have at least three mechitzas in order to close off an area, and it's for that reason it doesn't work. It's nothing to do with Asi Rabim Mavata Mechitzas. The Rabbanu Shita is where you have Dalad Mechitzas, Layasi Rabim Mavata Mechitzas. The issue over there is something else. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yoichanan. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said that I heard the following, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael. So we're going from Rabbi Yochanan's statement that he made about Yerushalayim as it relates to Erevin to a statement that Rabbi Yochanan made as it relates to Eretz Yisrael, the entire land, as it relates to Erevin. The entire Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, has a din of a Rishos HaYochid. The entire country is not a Rishos Rab. Yes, Rav Dimi, become a Lola Shmaito. So Rav Dimi said this over. Rav Dimi famously went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, learned by Rabbi Yochanan, and he came back and he brought so many things that he had heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, all the Chachmei HaTalmud, Abaye and Rav, and they all got very excited and they said and they heard of it, over these statements that were said over in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan. See the way Rav Dimi came back, become a Lola Shmaito, he said this over. I'm going to Rav Dimi. So Abaye told Rav Dimi, my time up. What's the reason for it? Like, what would be the logic? Why would you think that Eretz Yisrael should have a din of Rishos HaYochid? So is it because you have mountains on one side, and then you have the slopes of Gadar on the other side? Meaning maybe it's because you have mountains and big walls surrounding Eretz Yisrael. That's the reason. Since if that's the case, meaning if Rabbi Yochanan was willing to look at those as being mechitzes, the Bavel Nami, the why do you only say it about Eretz Yisrael? Bavel also has mechitzes. Makaflo Paras Mehachis. If Diglas Mehachis, Bavel is Mesopotamia. It's between two rivers. You have the Tigris and the Euphrates on the two sides of Bavel, or the three sides of Bavel. So it's also surrounded by mechitzes. So it's surrounded by mechitzes. And the Kuli Amanami, I can make the argument, maybe the whole world is Makafu kindness. It's surrounded by oceans. So if we're going to go down this road, why Rabbi Yochanan limited to Eretz Yisrael? So he told him, did Abaya, Rav Dimi, tell me, maybe you're not saying this over right. Maybe what Rabbi Yochanan really meant was not the entire Eretz Yisrael has a din of a Rishus HaYochid. That can't be. Because if that's the case, the whole world has a din of a Rishus HaYochid. Maybe what I meant to say was that there's certain areas, there's areas where not a lot of people go. So those parts of Eretz Yisrael, maybe they in Chayavan Aleh on Shabbos, because maybe those areas have a din of Rosh Hashayachar. Amalei, so Rav Dimi told Abaya, Karkafno Chazizi L'Reishach Be'amudi. You're right. What you're saying is true. Karkafno, Rashi says, is a lashon of an Adam Chashav. And in fact, I saw you between the poles, literally sitting by the shtender, when Rabbi Yochanan said this over. So Tosfos gets very excited here. Tosfos says, wow, so Abaya was in Eretz Yisrael and he's hearing shit from Rabbi Yochanan. So there's an important Tosfos here that's very much for another day. But it manami, ki asa Ravin am Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin, who also went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael and came back and brought back so many things in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Ravin came back, some say, and the reason is, meaning even though these Milos and Mayrodes are part of Eretz Yisrael, and if Eretz Yisrael is a Rishus HaRabim, then they should be part of Rishus HaRabim. But at the end of the day, there's technical criteria as it relates to defining a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, and that is it has to be similar to the setup that the Yidden had when they were in the Midbar. And in the Midbar, there were no Mailos or Mayrodos, it's just a lot of sand, and as a result, you didn't have this Metzius, and that's why it wouldn't have a din of a Rishus HaRabim. Zok the Gemara, Boyimine Rachava Me Rava. Rachava asked Rava the following question. Tel HaMislakit Asoro B'toy Charba. You have a mound of dirt that's 10 tefachim tall, and it reaches its height of 10 tefachim within a 4 amas area. The significance of this is that it has a din of a mechitza. It has a din of a rishus hayach. That's the significance. V'rabim boikim boy. And a lot of people walk on this tail, on this mound. Chayov and olam mishum rishus harabim. Vayin chayov. Or are you not chayim as a rishus harabim? Meaning, Rechava asked Rava, this tail, which is in a Rishus HaRabim, which meets the technical criteria of a Rishus HaYachid, it's a mechitza in halacha, but the Rabbim walk on it. Do you say, Asi Rabbim u'mevatel mechitza? That's essentially his question. Being that the Rabbim walk on it, so maybe it shouldn't be considered a mechitza or not. See, so he clarified. Alibid Rabbanon leiti ba'ilach. Koin to Rabbanon, I have no shayla. Why? Hasht. Ma hasam denichat hashmishtei. Ami Rabbanon le'yasi Rabbim u'mevatel mechitza. If the Rabbanon hold an arm mishnah le'yasi Rabbim u'mevatel mechitza, where it's very convenient for the Rabbim to walk through the mechitzas. What's the case of the Mishnah? Where you have Pasei Birois. It's literally somebody decided to stick up these four poles in the middle of a major thoroughfare. It's not inconvenient to walk through that area. To the contrary, it's Nichat HaShmishtei. This is the highway everybody goes on. And still the Rabbanon hold, even though it's Nichat HaShmishtei. It's very convenient for the rabbim. Still, the rabbim don't have the ability to be mevatel the mechitzes. Hach over here, the loy nicha tashmishte, where it's not so gishmak. It's a tela mislakit asor b'tay charbo. People will go on it, but at the end of the day, it's a little bit out of the ordinary to walk on this. So, like koshkin, certainly the rabbanon would hold that the rabbim don't have the ability to be mevatel. Kiti boy lechali with Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Chaba told Rabbi, my question is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ma, what's the shaila hasam who the nicha tashmishte? Maybe when does Rabbi Yehuda hold that osi rabbim mevatel mechitzes? That's by possibly Royce. Where it's nichatash mishtei, where it's very easy, seamless for the rabbin to walk through the pasuk. Hacha over here, the loy nichatash mishtei loy. Where it's loy nichatash mishtei, maybe it's going to be different. Maybe over there, loy yasi rabbin mevatel mechitzoi. Duma loy shna, maybe there's no difference. Maybe the halacha is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, asi rabbin umevatel mechitzois, and it doesn't matter if it's nichatash mishtei or loy nichatash mishtei. Amar loy say, he told him chayovim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, going to be chayev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, has a din of a reshus a rabbin, because Rabbi Yehuda holds asi rabbin umevato mechitzos, even where it's loy nichatash mishte. So then Rechava asked the follow up question. What if you need a rope to climb up to this area? The rabbin goes through it, but the rabbin, they all climb up a rope. Are you going to have the halacha there too? Amalei in, yes. He said, Vafilu b'maylas beis meirin. He said, what if this area is area that the rabbin goes through, it's within mechitzos, but at the same time, it's like really inconvenient. It's the ultimate of loy nicha tashmishtei. Rashi says this was an area that was so narrow that you literally had to go in a single file and you had to make sure you weren't afraid of heights, because otherwise you might be in trouble. So what if it's such a narrow area? What would be the halacha there? Even there, if the rabbin goes through it, would you say, Asi rabim umavato mechitzis amalei? So Rava told Rechava a one-word answer, in, yes. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is asi rabim umavato mechitzis. And it doesn't matter if this is a highway that goes through Pasi Birois. It doesn't matter if it's a shtickle inconvenient, like you have to walk off a slope. It doesn't matter if you need a rope. And it doesn't matter if you need a tight rope. Either way, this is the halacha. Asi rabim umevatel mechitzos. Straight to Gemara Esve, a few kashas. Chatzer shrabim nechnasan lo v'yoytzen. Again, we've seen this as well. What happens if you have a chatzer that is a rishus hayachid? Of course, it has four mechitzos, but there were doors on the two sides of the chatzer, which is fine, as long as the door is not more than 10 amos and it's oim ruba alaparetz, it retains its status of a rishus hayachid. However, the rabbin used to walk through this chatzer to get from one side of Rishus HaRabim to the other side of Rishus HaRabim. So the halach is like this. Rishus HaRabim l'tumah. It has a din of a Rishus HaRabim as it relates to tumah. Safik tumah Rishus HaYachid. Halacha l'moyshe misinai sveikai tameh. Safik tumah Rishus HaRabim. Halacha l'moyshe misinai sveikai tar. So as it relates to the laws of tumah, the tahira, this chatzer has a din of a Rishus HaRabim, even though it's a Rishus HaYachid. But being that the rabbin goes through it, in the world of Safik tumah, it's considered a Rishus HaRabim. However, Rishus HaYachid l'Shabbos, but it's considered a Rishus HaYachid as it relates to Shabbos. Zokti Ramani, who is the tan of this halach? Ilemi Rabbanon. Is it the Rabbanon who hold loy asi rabim umavatam mechitzis, which is essentially the halacha? So it would seem very intuitive that the tana should be the Rabbanon, but the Gemara asks it as a kasha, hashta. Madach umma hasam the nichatash mishtei. I'm Rabbanon loy asi rabim umavatam mechitzto. Madach the Rabbanon hold in the case of Hasi Birois where it's nichatash mishtei. That halach is loy asi rabim umavatam mechitzto. Hacha the loy nichatash mishtei. Over here where it's loy nichatash mishtei. Why not? So Rashi says because it's inevitable that the entranceway to the chatzer is going to be a little inconvenient to walk through. Right, when you walk through somebody's backyard to get to a kiddush on the other side of town, to shtickle loy nicha tashmishtei, and as a result, certainly that should be the halacha. Elolav Rabbi Yehudi. So he says, I think it's too obvious according to the Chachamim. It's not a chiddush. Must be it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And what do you see from here? That even though Rabbi Yehuda holds asi rabim uvatam mechitzta, that's only if it's nicha tashmishtei. But if it's like a chatzah with loy nicha tashmishtei, there he holds loy asi rabim uvatam mechitzta. The Gemara says loy them rabbanim. Really, it's going according to rabbanim. And you're right. I agree with the question. There is no chiddush in Hilchos Shabbos, because if the rabbanim said there are halacha in the Mishnah and Erev and Chavesam and Aleph regarding pasi birois loy asi rabim uvatam mechitzta, where it's nichatash mishtei, certainly over there loyos around the vatam mechitzah, and the chiddush is not hilchos Shabbos. You know what the chiddush is? Vereshus harabim l'tumah, it's trichale. The chiddush is the tumah part of it. Meaning, you would have thought that just like it's a reshus hayochad l'Shabbos, maybe as it relates to tumah, it should also be considered reshus kamash mala. No, but enochanami, the chiddush is not the Shabbos piece. The chiddush is the tumah piece. By the way, you know what the makar to this brice is? It's a Tosefta in the seventh parak of Masechtas. Not Shabbos, not Erevin, Tyrus. That's the Chiddush. It's a Tyrus thing, a Chiddush. You're right. We're going coin through Rabbanon that whole Lo Yasi Rab Mevatel Mechitzta. And there is no Chiddush that we treat it as a Rishus HaYachal Inyan Shabbos. The Chiddush is that Le'inyan Tumma, we look at it as a Sofik Tumma. Tashma, another Outrayah, Mevoyois, HaMifulashois, Beboirois, Beshichin, Uve Ma'arois. So you had a Mavoy Mefulash. We know what that is. That's a Mavoy that's open on two sides. As opposed to a Mavish Einam Foolish, that's closed off on three sides. It's only open on one side to the Rishus Rabban. But this Mavish was Mefoolish in a bar and a Shiach and a Ma'ara, in a ditch. Rishus HaYachal LeShabbos has been a Rishus HaYachal LeShabbos. Rishus HaRabban LeTumah has been a Rishus HaRabban LeTumah. So the Gemara says, B'Bayr Rishol Kadaitach, but the Mavi was in a bar. That sounds strange. Ela LeBayr Rishol, not B'Bayr Rishol. Switch the Beis with a Lamed. What does that mean? It means at the entranceway of one side of the Mavoi, there was a pit, which basically meant that in order for people to get from the Mavoi into the Rishus HaRabim, they would have to walk around the bar. It's a little bit inconvenient. So what's the halacha? The halacha is Rishus HaYachal LeShabbos has a din of Rishus HaYachal LeShabbos, Rishus HaRabim LeTumah has a din of Rishus HaRabim LeTumah. So the Gemara says, Mani, who is the Tan of this halacha? Ilei Mirabbanon. Is it going to Rabbanon? Hashtamah, Hasam Dinichat HaShmishtei, Amir LeYasir Rabim Mevatel, Madach, where it's Nichat HaShmishtei, the Rabbanon hold that the Rabim don't have the ability to Mevatel, Hachad Loi Nichat HaShmishtei, like Hoshkei, why shouldn't this have a din of Rishus HaYachal? I mean, the only reason, the bar is a mechitza. Right, the premise, incidentally, of this halach is that the bar itself is considered a mechitza. So if the bar is a mechitza, it has three mechitzas. Of course it's a Rishus HaYachal. Oh, you're going to tell me because the rabbim go through. But lo yasi rabbim uvatel mechitza. We know that's the chachamim shita. And we know it's the halacha by Pasi B'Royis where it's nichat HaShmishtei. So certainly over here. So it doesn't sound like I need the rabbana to tell me this. Elala Rabbi Yehudi. Must be it's Rabbi Yehuda. Kamash malon that even though Rabbi Yehuda is lo yasi rabbim umavat, that asi rabbim uvatel mechitza, but that's only if it's nichat HaShmishtei. If it's lo nichat HaShmishtei, like in this case, where you have to walk between the bar and the wall over here, even Rabbi Yehuda would hold that lo yasi rabbim umavat mechitza. Lo yasi rabbana. Really is going according to rabbana. And that's why lo yasi rabbim uvatel mechitza. What's the kasha? What's the chiddush? Of course, if the rabbanon hold la yasi rabbim uvatel mechitza by pasi b'roi, certainly over here there is no chiddush in Hilchos Shabbos. V'rishus harabim l'tumma, it's trichalei. The chiddush is rishus harabim l'tumma. And where is this halacha? This is also a Tosefta in the sixth parak of Masechtas Tyrus, because that's the chiddush. This is a rishus harabim the chiddush. The rishus hayochid l'Shabbos the halacha we know. This is the chachamim shita in the Mishnah in Erev and Daf Chobez and Aleph lo yasi rabim mevatel mechitzas. So it's poshut that the bar, which has the dimensions of a mechitza, would close off the mavi. It would make it from a Mavi Mefulish to a Mavi She'enim Mefulish, and it would be a Rishus HaYachid L'Inyan Shabbos. The Chiddush is that it's considered a Rishus HaRabim L'Tumma. Tashma Shvilei Beis Gilgul. The roads in Beis Gilgul, Ukayoitzvim, or anything similar to it. So apparently the Shvilei Beis Gilgul were somewhat similar to the Milas Beis Meiron. So this is an area where it's super narrow in terms of traveling there. Rishus HaYachal LeShabbos has a din of Rishus HaYachal LeShabbos, Rishus HaRabim LeTumah, and it has a din of a Rishus HaRabim, meaning assuming the Rabbim goes through it, it's considered Rishus HaYachal LeShabbos and Rishus HaRabim LeTumah. There is a Shvila Beis Gilgul. What's an example of Shvila Beis Gilgul? Amri the Beir Abiyana. Kol She'ena Eved Yachal Litol Sa Shal Chitin. Anything that's so steep that an Eved can take a Sa of Chitin V'yorat Lefnei Sardin and run and bring it to his officer, meaning it's hard for the Eved to carry that much Chitin up this hill. So the Gemara says, who's the Tan of this halach? Ilei mi Rabbanon. Is it the Rabbanon? Hashna ma'ho sam dinichat HaShmishtei. Amri Rabbanon li'asir Rabbanon v'atam mechitzta. Hachad lo'i nishat HaShmishtei like Hoshkin. I need the Rabbanon to tell me that lo'i'asir Rabbanon v'atam mechitzta. Where it's nichat HaShmishtei, the Rabbanon hold the Rabbanon don't have the ability to v'atam mechitzas. So certainly over here, Elolav Rabbi Yehudi must be that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says that when it came to this kasha, again, who's talking? This is Rechava asking Rava a whole bunch of questions. So when it came to this shaila already, Rava said, no, this is already different. Shvilei Beis Gilgul Kamrit, you're asking me a kasha from Shvilei Beis Gilgul? No. Yeshua Oyev Yisrael Hoya. Yeshua Benun was an Oyev Yisrael. He loved the Jewish people. And Amad V'tikin Lehem Durachim V'sratya. And because of that, what he did was, when he divided the land, he understood that you need an interstate highway system. You need to be able to get from point A to point B. And what he did was, he was mafker parts of different people's Yerusha, so that there would be a highway system. Here's the chiddush. Kol hecha de nichat HaShmishtei, masra l'rabim. Wherever it was nichat HaShmishtei, that he gave over to the rabim. Kol hecha de nichat HaShmishtei, masra l'yachid. This was all part of the yachid's possession. And as a result, it has a din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You want to know why it has a din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Because it belongs to the Yachid. Because at the end of the day, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin has to belong to the Rabbin. If it belongs to a Yachid, then it's going to be considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So you're asking me kashas from Shvilei Beis Gilgal. Shvilei Beis Gilgal, you have to come out to Tyrus Chedushim. This is very simple. I understand why that has a din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It has a din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid because it belongs to the Yachid. And if it belongs to the Yachid, so over there, without question, it's going to be different. Exhale. So one ha'ara, as it relates to today's daf, which is really more than just a ha'ara. As we mentioned earlier, Erev and Daf Chav Beis is definitely a daf that requires an asterisk, both from the perspective of the nice Divrei Agada that we saw in the beginning of the daf, but more importantly, as far as it being one of the real foundational gemaras and Yisoidos as it relates to understanding Erevin. So just a little bit of an introduction, a little bit of a background to some of the controversial Eruvin that came about over the last few centuries. And again, it starts very much from Erevin, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Reb Chaim Volozhiner had a Talmud who was known as the Mishkan Es Yaakov. The Mishkan Es Yaakov was a Rav in Karlin. He was a Litvisher Rav of Karlin. He was born in the year 1780. He passed away in the year 1844. He was also the brother of the Keren Ira. And the Mishkan Es Yaakov wrote a letter, which is more of a kuntres than it is a letter, to Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, who was also one of the Gdolim in Europe in the late 18th century, early 19th century. The Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, of course, was the author of the Shailos Teshuvos Beis Ephraim, the Mat Ephraim that everybody learns, Chodesh Elul and Chodesh Tishrei. He's the Yad Ephraim on Shulchan Aruch. He was very close to Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chsam Sofer. He was Torah V'Gedula B'Makom Echad Pi Yodua. But either way, the Mishkan Es Yaakov sat down and he wrote a letter to the Beis Ephraim, to Ephraim Zalman Margolis. And he told him that, I think it's time that we stand up and we protest and we're moicha against what I believe is blatant Chil Shabbos that's been going on in Klal Yisrael for hundreds of years. There were many, many large cities in Jewish communities that had Eruvin. They would erect a Reuven, and people would carry in these very large cities. And the Mishkan Es Yaakov said that he thinks it's 100% wrong. He says he can't be ma'ar of a large city. And he said that even though this is the way it's been, but at the same time it's wrong, and I think we have no choice but to be moicha. And the Mishkan Es Yaakov made his case to Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, that's who he addressed his letter to, explaining why he felt that the concept of being ma'ariv, a very, very large city, is something that is absolutely positively incorrect. Rabbi Ephraim, the Mishkan Es Yaakov's letter was very, very long. It touches on the entire Masechtas Erevin and some. But really, if Bach HaBakuk V'Amidan Alachas, if you want to really take the tshuva and make a synopsis of it, it really came down to two basic points that the Mishkan Es Yaakov was making, and we'll go through both of them as an introduction, as a precursor to some of the raid that's going to come in Yetz Hashem in the coming days. So today's raid bite is very much an introduction. The first one, the first point that the Mishkan Es Yaakov said was, we have a machloikis in Erev and Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Pasei birois, their mechitzas. What happens if you make pasei birois in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbah? And the derech of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is to go through these pasei birois. Is that okay or is it not okay? What's the shayla? They're mechitzas, right? But the rabbin's walking through the mechitzas. Do we say osi rabbin mevata mechitzas, or do we say lo yosi rabbin mevata mechitzas? And it was a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda said very simply, "Im hoyu derech Rosh Hashanah Rabbah mafsekasan." If the derech of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah went through the pasei birois, he said, "Kenel etzdadim." You have to have someone standing in front, and he has to direct the traffic in another area. Chachamim may remain itzarech. Why? Because the Chachamim hold that even though the rabbin is going through the pasei birois, loy osi rabim umavato mechitzos, and like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar remarked, kan hoydiyacha koichen shal mechitzos. In other words, we have a machloikas Rabbi Yudan the Chachamim. Osi rabim umavato mechitzos, or loy osi rabim umavato mechitzos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, osi rabim umavato mechitzos. According to the Chachamim, loy osi rabim umavato mechitzos. Now the truth is, the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan, who commented that kan hoydiyacha koichen shal mechitzos on the shitas hachachamim of Enei Tzarech, that lo yasi rabim vata mechitzos, the Gemara said that even though Rabbi Yochanan said that, but v'lei loy svirlei, really held like Rabbi Yehuda. He held that Asi Rabbim Mavata Mechitzas. How do you know Rabbi Yochanan held Asi Rabbim Mavata Mechitzas? Because Rabbi Yochanan famously said in Masech Tezeirivin that Yerushalayim had a din of a Rishos Hayachid. But the only reason Yerushalayim had a din of a Rishos Hayachid is because Dalseisel when Nina Lois Balayla. Because at night they used to close the doors, they used to lock the doors. And because they locked it, albeit at night for a short amount of time, that was enough to say that it can have a din of a Rishos Hayachid. But had they never locked the doors, Yerushalayim would have had a din of a Rishos Hayachid. Why? Because, presumably, the rabbim used to walk through Yerushalayim. Problem is, Yerushalayim had mechitzas. There were walls, it was oimim merub al haparetz. Yerushalayim had four mechitzas, narvas, because the rabbim walked through those mechitzas when the doors were open. You go from in Yerushalayim to outside Yerushalayim. So osni rabbim umavat mechitzas. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan clearly holds like Rabbi Yehuda that osni rabbim umavat mechitzas. Stating that, we had a Gemara earlier on Daf Chof Amar Aleph, where the Gemara said, Omer Rabbi Lozer, Hazoyrek Lebein Pasei HaBirois, if somebody would throw something from a Rishos HaRabim to within the area of Pasei HaBirois, Daloch is Chayev, you would be Chayev. And the Gemara asked the Kasha Pshita, even though when we learned the Gemara, we thought it was a Chiddush, but the Gemara said Pshita, if somebody would throw something from a Rishos HaRabim into Pasei HaBirois, Daloch is it would be Chayev. And the Gemara came out L'maskana, Erev and Daf Chof Amar Aleph. These are all Gemaras we've learned already. Loit Tzricha, Afal Gafte Kabaki Barabim. You want to know what the Chiddush is? The Chiddush is that even if the Rabim are going through the Pasei HaBirois, even then you're going to be chayev. Why? Kamash Malon, that the halacha is like the chachamim, the loy asu rabim umavato mechitzas. So Rabbi Lazar and Avchav Amar Aleph paskin like the chachamim, the loy asu rabim umavato mechitzas. So again, in the Mishnah, it's a machloek is Rabbi Yehuda and the chacham. Rabbi Yehuda is asu rabim umavato mechitzas, chacham hold loy asu rabim umavato mechitzas. In the Gemara, on Erev and Chav Beis Amar Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, asu rabim umavato mechitzas. On Irvin Daf Chof Amar Aleph, Rabbi Lozer holds like the Chachamim that lo yasi Rabbim umavat mechitzas. So when Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozer were the Amri Travayu, Kan Hoydiyach or Koychan Shal Mechitzas, they both made the same comment. But in terms of what they themselves held, they held differently. Rabbi Lozer said Kan Hoydiyach or Koychan Shal Mechitzas, Kan Visfirule. When Rabbi Yochanan said Kan Hoydiyach or Koychan Shal Mechitzas, it was Kan Veloy Sfirule. So again, it's a machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Yudan the Chachamim, and it's a machlokes Amirahim, Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lozer holds like the Chacham. Now, based on Kloli Apsak, if we were to stop now and analyze the situation, you have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Who do you think you're pasking like? The Chachamim, Yochid v'Rabim, Halacha k'Rab. If you have a machlokes between Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yochanan, who do you think you're pasking like? Probably Rabbi Yochanan. First of all, you're almost always pasking like Rabbi Yochanan. And besides, Rabbi Lozer was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. And being that he was his Talmud, of course, you're pasking like the Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, not like the Talmud Rabbi Lozer. The problem is, over here we have a conflict between the two Kolei Apsak. Because based on the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and the Chachamim, the Halacha should be like the Chachamim, lo yasi Rabbim v'atam mechitzas. Based on the machlokes Amayroin between Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yochanan, the Halacha should be like Rabbi Yochanan, who held like Rabbi Yehuda, that Asi Rabbim Umavata Mechitzas. So what's the halacha? Do we paskin Asi Rabbim Umavata Mechitzas, or do we paskin Loy Asi Rabbim Umavata Mechitzas? And just to be clear before we go weiter, even though the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah was Negeya Pasei B'Rois, but we saw in the Gemara, again and again, it's not exclusive to Pasei B'Rois. Anytime you have a Mechitza that the Rabbim walks through, is that mechitza a valid mechitza or not? Well, it depends. Asi rabim mevatel mechitzas, then it's not going to be a valid mechitza. Lo yasi rabim mevatel mechitzas, that means it's going to be a good mechitza. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perik Yud Zayin Halacha Lamed Gimel, brings the halacha of Pasei B'Rois. Says the Rambam, Hazorik Mirshos Rabim Lebein Apasim. If somebody would throw something from Mirshos Rabim to between the Pasim Chayev, Hoyo V'Yesh B'Chol Zavis V'Zavis Mechitza Gemura, She'Yesh B'Goy V'Asar V'Yoyse Me'ar Bal Arba, V'Arei HaRibu Anika V'Nira V'Nasa Kol Shebenei Mirshos Hayochid, V'Afilu Hoyo Be'Biko, V'Ein Shom Be'Neim Be'er, Shari B'Chol Ruach V'Ruach Pas Mikan U'Pas Mikan. We need the next one. V'afilu hayu rabbin boikin v'oivrin bein apasin. Even if the rabbin were boikin and they were oivrin between the pasin, loy batlu ha-mechitzos. The rabbin don't have an ability to be mevatel the mechitzos. V'arehen kechotzer sh'arabin boikin ba v'hazorkin l'toichon chayev. So the Rambam Shita is very, very clear. He says, Pasei B'Rois is a mechitza. That we know. The whole perek Oisin Pasin. But Vafilu how you rabbin boykin boivin, even if the rabbin were going bein hapasin, still I bought one machitzas. Varein kachotzesha rabbin boykin boy, vazorkon vatoichon chayev. In other words, the Rambam paskin like the Chachamim. That loy osi rabbim uvato mechitzos. That the pasuk b'rois are considered mechitzos, even if the rabbim are going through. And as I state in Kesef Mishnah, that the rabbim paskin like Rabbi Lozar, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because Rabbi Lozar paskin like the Chachamim and Yochanan the rabbim, Malachik the rabbim. So the Rambam shita is like the Chachamim, which is Rabbi Lozar shita. Can v'svirule that loy osi rabbim uvato mechitzos. Stating that, even though the Rambam Paskin, like the Chachamim, if you take a look in the Tur, in Simon Shin Samech Dalet, the Tur brings the Shita of the Rosh, which the Beis Yosef says is also the Shita of the Rif, who paskined like Rabbi Yochanan, who had paskined like Rabbi Yehuda, that Asi Rabin Umavata Mechitzas. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch is very, very clear. The Mechaber in Simon Shin Samech Dalet, Siv Cotton Bay says, Rishus HaRabim Atzmo, Eina Niteres, if you want to create Mechitzos in a Rishus HaRabim, not in a Mavui She'ina Mefulish, not in a Mavui Mefulish, not in a Chotzer that's Nifritza, Bimloya, Lamakam Aser, you have a Rishus HaRabim, and you now want to make a Mechitza in a Rishus HaRabim, or you want to make three Mechitzas, or four Mechitzas, you want to close off a Rishus HaRabim, how do you do it? Says the Mechaber, Rishus HaRabim Atzmo, Eina niteres ella bedalsos. You need doors. V'hu shenina lois balayla, and the doors have to be closed at night. V'yeshamim some say doors work afal pisha einin alois. Avo, but even then sarich shiu ruyosli. No, at the very least it has to be roy for you to be able to close. Who's the mechaber paskin like this? Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said that Yerushalayim, which had mechitzos, the only reason it was okay is because the dalsos were neulois, or at the very least, it was ruin for them to be closed. But the mechaber, like the Tor, doesn't bring the shita Rambam. Mechaber usually paskins like the Ram. He doesn't bring the shita Rambam. Mechaber paskins. It's very, very clear. It's open shot, like Rabbi Yehuda, that osi rabim u'mavatal mechitzos. And as a result, if you would have a rishus rabim and you would make a mechitza that doesn't involve doors, that doesn't involve closing the doors at night, if these are mechitzas that people could always walk through, then it wouldn't be considered a valid mechitza. In other words, the Rambam paskin like the Chachamim, but as it relates to the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, there's one shita, and that is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. It's the shita that osi rabim umavatal mechitzas. So l'may nafkamina, where would this play itself at halacha l'maisa? It's very, very simple. It's very simple. The most basic way that people make a Reuven today is not by putting up real walls. We don't put up pase birois. What we do is we make tzuras ha-pesachs. That's what we do. You take a pole, and you take another pole, and you put a white string that goes from one pole to the other pole, from sea to shining sea, and this is how you have yourself mechitzas. We make mechitzas today with tzuras ha-pesachs. And a tzuras ha-pesach is a legitimate mechitza. There's no question it's a legitimate mechitza. However, if you're going to have a tzuras ha-pesach, chances are the rabbim are going to be able to walk through the tzuras ha-pesach. So here's the question. Can I be ma'ariv or rishus ha-rabbim with a tzuras ha-pesach? What's a tolian? It's tolian the machloik is reviewed in the Chachamim. If you hold osi rabbim u'mevatal mechitzos, then no. Assuming the rabbim is going to walk through this tzuras ha-pesach, which is almost always going to be the case, then it's impossible to take a rishus ha-rabbim, surround it with mechitzas of tzuras ha-pesach, meaning conceptually I could make a rishus ha-rabbim to rishus ha-yachid, Yerushalayim to-chiyach. Really, it would have been a rishus ha-rabbim, but because there were doors and there were gates around it and they closed it at night a little bit, so that was a reason for it to now become a rishus ha-yachid. So from that standpoint, from the conceptual perspective, of course I could be ma'ariv a rishus ha-rabbim, of course. The question, however, is could I do it with a tzuras ha-pesach, right? This is the question. Not could I be ma'ariv a rishus ha-rabbim? Of course I could be ma'ariv a rishus ha-rabbim. The question is could you be ma'ariv it with a tzuras ha-pesach? Why, yeah? Because it's a pesach and mechitza. Why not? Because it's a mechitza that the rabbim is boikin ba. So it's totally an asi rabbim uvata mechitza, or loy asi rabbim uvata mechitza. So at first glance, it's a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's a mefurish halacha. It's a mechaber in Aruchayim, Sivin Shin Samech Dalet, Siv Cotton Bays, Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yochanan, who paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that the halacha is net asi rabbim uvata mechitza. And based on this mefurisha halacha in Shulchan Aruch, it would seem that it's impossible to be ma'ariv or rishus harabim. It's impossible to be ma'ariv or rishus harabim with a tzuras ha-pesach. This is the first hanacha. The second hanacha is, what is a rishus harabim? What is the definition of a rishus harabim? We know it's not simply a place that a lot of people go, because it could be a karmelist too. What is the definition of a Rishus Aram? So really, the discussion starts with a Braisa. In the Sechta Shabbos, Davovam and Aleph. The Braisa says, Tanu Rabban and Dalid Rishuyas Rishabbos. There are four different Rishuyas as it relates to Shabbos. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Carmelis, Umakim Torah. Ezoi, Rishus HaYochid, Ezoi, Rishus HaRabim. What's the definition of a Rishus HaRabim? Or what's an example of a Rishus HaRabim? Sratya, Uplatya Gedoyla, Umvois, Hamifuloshin, Zuhi Rishus HaRabim Gemurah. So the Braisa gives three examples. A Sratya. A stratia is a highway that goes from city to city. A platya gedoyla is a very large plaza where a lot of people, Rashi's lashon is, rechava shel ir shesham miskaptzin l'schayra, where a lot of people get together, that's where the shuk is, umevayis hamifuloshin, and the roads that lead up to the highway, the roads that lead up to this platya, this major plaza. Those are examples of a Rishus Rabbim. But we know the Gemara in different places in Masechet Shabbos and in different places in Masechet Erevin give some technical criteria that one has to meet in order for something to be considered a Rishus Rabbim. And the Mechaber brings all this technical criteria in Hilcha Shabbos in Simen Shin Mem Hei Sivkot and Zayin. Is there a Rishus Rabbim? What's an example of Rishus Rabbim? Says the Mechaber. Ruchovos v'shvokim ha-ruchovim tezayin amah. Number one, the streets have to be 16 amas wide. Why do they have to be 16 amas wide? Because the definition of a Rishus Rabbim as relates to Shabbos is similar to what the definition of a Rishus Rabbim was when the Yidden were in the Midbar. Carrying is one of the 39 malachas, one of the Lamites malachas. All the Lamites malachas are learnt out from the Mishnah. Doesn't say in the Torah anywhere the Lamites malachas. We only know the Lamites malachas because these were malachas chashuvos when the Yidden built the Mishkan. Where did the Yidden build the Mishkan? In the Midbar. So in order for something to be considered a malacha, it has to be similar to the way it was. So if carrying in Rishus Rabbim is a malacha, it means because there was carrying in Rishus Rabbim in the Midbar, which means that the technical criteria and the technical definition of a Rishus Rabbim is similar to whatever the Midbar was. So says the Mechaber, that being then the Midbar, the streets were 16 amas wide. We learned that together in Masechta Shabbos. So too, a Rechoiv, that's Rochav, Tezayin amah, is going to be considered a Rishus Rabbim. But if it's less than that, not. Additionally, Ve'inam Akurim. There can't be anything on top of it. If there's any roof, like an overpass that goes over the Rishus HaRabim, that area cannot be considered Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because in the Midbar there were no overpasses. The Ein Lahem Chayma. Additionally, there can't be a wall surrounding the Rishus HaRabim. Or, V'afilu Yeshlam Chayma, if there's a wall, Imhei Mefuloshim Mishar L'Shar, if you can get from one side of the wall to the other side of the wall, like Yerushalayim, then it would still be considered a Rishus HaRabim. So what are the criteria? Number one, it has to be 16 amas wide. Number two, you have to make sure there's no roof on top. Number three, no wall. Or if there's a wall, it has to be mefulish mishalasha. You have to be able to go from one side of the wall to the other side of the wall. Those are the boxes you have to check off in order for something to be a Rishus HaRabim. And then the Mechaber says, V'yeshayim, there's another opinion that says, Kol she'en shishim ribay oivrim bay b'chol yoyim, any Rishus HaRabim. Any area that meets all this criteria, there's a rabim there, it's a stratia, it's a platya, it's mevois ha'mefuloshim. It's 16 amas wide, it's Eina Mekura, and it's Mefulish Mishai L'Shai. Well, there's no wall at all. But you don't have 600,000 people that go through that area. B'chol Yoyin, Eina Rishus HaRabim. It's not going to be considered Rishus HaRabim. Because there's another criteria. You need that 600,000 people should go there. What would be the methodology behind this? Because again, if the definition of Rishus HaRabim is similar to what was in the Midbar, who was in the Midbar at that time? The Yidden. Right? When the Yidden weren't in the Midbar doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Tavav Amid Beis, that the Midbar was only considered a Rishus HaRabim when the Yidden were there. Today, if somebody would carry Dalet Amos in a Midbar, he would be Chayef. Not midiraisa, it'd be midrabanan. It has a din of a caramelist. It was only when the Yidden were there. And when the Yidden were there, there was 600,000 without the taf and without the noshim. But there's a number 600,000. That's always the misper of Klal Yisrael. And that's what the number would be. So the Eish Haimrim, once you're going down the road of 16 Amis, once you're going down the road and telling me it ain't a Makura, and you're telling me it has to be Mefulish Mishai L'Shar, I'll tell you another criteria, that it has to have 600,000 people there. And if you don't have 600,000 people there, it's not going to be considered. It's not going to be considered a Rishus Rabbim. Now, what's the Makarta? What's the Makarta de Shita? It's a Yesh Oimim. It sounds like not everybody holds that way. It's only a Yesh Oimim. So the truth is, Rashi says it in Erevin, Davavam and Aleph. Rashi in Erevin, Davavam and Aleph, Rishus HaRabim, Mashma, Rochav Sheches Reyama, V'ir Shemitsuyim Ba, Shishim Riboy, V'eim Ba Chaim Ba, V'shahoy Rishus HaRabim, Shalom HaChuvim, Mishar L'Shar, She'im HaFulish, Demel HaDigvei Midbar. You have to go through that Rashi a little bit better. But one thing Rashi says for sure, v'ir shem betzuyim ba, shishim riba. In order for something to be a Rishos HaRabim, you need 600,000 people there. Rashi says the same thing later in the Masechet on Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph. Ir shal yachid, zok Rashi, shaloi hayu nichnasim batamin, samich riba yishal b'nei yadim. V'loi chashiva Rishos HaRabim, d'loi dami ladig lei midbar. Tosfos says in the Masechet Shabbos, Daf Vav Amid Beis as well. Mash mektas, de'ena Rishos HaRabim, elim kein metzuyin sham, Shishim Riboy Kemoy B'Midbar. The bottom line is that we have two definitions in the Shulchan Aruch of what a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is. We have the definition that everybody accepts. It has to be 16 amos wide. There can't be a roof on top. And it has to have either no wall, or even if there's a wall, Mefulish Mishar L'Shar, that's okay. There's a Yeshayim that says you also have to have 600,000 people there. And if you don't have the 600,000 people, it's not going to be considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now, in terms of defining 600,000, that's actually something that's very, very complicated. The Mechaber's Lashon is, V'yeshayim she'en shishim riboy oivrim boy b'chol yoyim. The Mishnah Berurah says, Chipasti b'chol rishonim ha'oimdim b'shita zu, v'loy niska b'devreim t'nai zeh. Rak shiyu mitzuyin sham shishim riboy. So the Mechaber threw everybody for a loop here, where the Mechaber said that it's not enough you have 600,000 people there. You need 600,000 people that are oivrim boy b'chol yoyim. And again, the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim is, Chipasti b'chol rishonim ha'oimdim b'shita zu, v'loy niska b'devreim t'nai zeh. I couldn't find it anywhere. But in terms of how you define the 600,000, that's a big shaila. You need 600,000 people living in the city, in the entire area, 600,000 people that are actually going through the road. The Mechaber says, "B'chol yoyim." What if people are traveling in a car, or once upon a time they were in a horse and buggy? Are they considered to be in a reshus of themselves? Because at the end of the day, they're mukaf mechitzas, right? The car itself could have a din of a reshus ayachid, or maybe no, they're lamaisa being over through the reshus rav. So there's so many different details as it relates to this, but I want to keep this very, very high level. And that is, we have two shittas in the Shulchan Aruch, whether you have an area that meets the criteria of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you don't have 600,000 people going through that every day. What is the halacha? Does it have a din of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or does it not have a din of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? So the bottom line is, it's two shita. So what are you supposed to do? The Taz on this halacha in Erechaim Simon Shin Mem He says that he went ahead and he counted up all the shitas. He said, there's many people that bring this Yeshayim, Rashi and Tosfos most notably, but there's other Rishayim as well. And you have all the other shitas that say otherwise. So he says, but being that the shittos that hold that you need 600,000 are the rabbim, okay. Hamachmer, if somebody wants to be machmer, and he wants to say that even if you don't have 600,000 people, still this area is going to have a din of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, yachmer la'atzmai. You can take on that chumra for yourself. But be'ein bi'yodai limchois. You can't be moicha v'mashenoyagim achshav ka'oysan sh'arabim makilim kein nirali. So the Taz comes out and he says that if you want to be machmer and you don't want to take on this shita of the yeshayim, that's fine. You don't have to. But at the same time, yachmer la'atzmai, be'ein bi'yodai limchois. He has no places to be moicha. You can't go be moicha against somebody. If somebody wants to say that I think that unless you have 600,000 people going there, it doesn't have a din of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though it's a major machlokes rishonim, but at the end of the day, you yourself, you have no right to be moicha. Azoy zok tetas, stating that if you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. So he brings the two shitas. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Well, inyan halacha." Midas ha-mechaber, from the language of the Shulchan Aruch, the kosav deyazu rak b'shem yeshayim rim, that he brought the shita of you need 600,000 in order for it to be a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, as the Yesh Oimrim, Mashmet v'lahalacha v'yisfir lekei. It sounds like he didn't really hold it a shita, because this is a klal. Whenever the Mechaber brings two shitas, the Yesh Oimrim is always the second opinion. It's the lesser of the two. And being that he brought it as the Yesh Oimrim, so it sounds like the Mechaber didn't really hold that way l'halacha. Umi kamakim says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein banu kayach limchais b'yad ha-soimchen al deyazu. You can't be soimich on people. You can't be moich on people that want to argue that something's only called a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim if you have 600,000 people. The deyazu gam kein loy das yichidohi. It's not only the das of a yachid. K'may shekis afti b'bir halacha. V'kein tzididu kama achroinim. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'chol ba nefesh yachmer la'atzmai. So the Taz's lashon was, ha-machmer yachmer la'atzmai. The Mishnah Berurah added a wrinkle. He said, kol ba nefesh yachmer la'atzmai. Now the Mishnah Berurah references, in this short piece, the Bir Halacha. If you take a look in the Bir Halacha is much longer. And the Bir Halacha says that he thinks that Taz had his list of who the Makilim and who the Machmirim were, and he was relying on the Beis Yosef's list. Beis Yosef put together, he compiled the list. He had the Rishonim that say 600,000, otherwise it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he had the Rishonim that said you don't need 600,000 in order for it to be considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But the Bir Halacha says the Beis Yosef's list was an incomplete list. I mean, the Taz went through the Beis Yosef's list, and he did some math. Nimnu v'gam. Amru, and this is the number that he came up with. But he said, the truth is, there's a much longer list. He said, I'm going to give you the extensive list. And he goes through, and he has this long list of Rishonim. It's kedai to see it inside. He goes through all the Rishonim that are Makel, meaning that you need 600,000 in order for it to be a Rosh Hashanah, and all that are Machmir. Then no, even if you don't have 600,000, it's still going to be considered Rosh Hashanah. And the list of the Machmirim is much longer than the list of the Makilim. So says the Mishnah Brura, says the Bir Halacha, Mikol Zem Muchach. From all of this, it's clear to me. It's posher to me that you have to be machmir kidei rishonah. Mikol makom ein banu koyach limchos biyad hamakilim shein tzomchen ala poiskim. Avo kol yorish hamayim bevada yesh lahachmir laatzmoy debizmanenu yesh gam kein rishos rabim min ha-Torah. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Bottom line, with this background, with the understanding that there's a machloikis in Erev and Daf Chav Beis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, which is a machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, with the Asim Mechitz, Rabbi Mevata Mechitz, or Loi Asim Rabbi Mevata Mechitz, with the steam of the Shulchan Aruch is Asim Rabbi Mevata Mechitz, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda, with the understanding that there's a machloikis Rishonim, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, in Eruchaim Simen Shin Mem Hesiv Katan Zayin, whether something's considered a Rishos HaRabim only if you have 600,000 people that go there every day, or even if it doesn't have 600,000 people going there every day. And the bottom line is, Mechar brings it as 2 days, and there's so many Rishonim on one side, so many Rishonim on the other side. The Taz's list had more Makilim, the Bir Halacha's list had a lot more Machmirim, but the bottom line is, knowing that there's 2 days. So the Mishkanus Yaakov sat down in the early 19th century, and he wrote a letter to Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, and he told him, Rabbeinu Shalom, I don't know what's going on over here. I don't understand how people are making Geruven in major cities. He said, the way they're making Geruven is with Tzuras HaPesach. How else are you going to be Ma'ar of a major city? Can't make an Eruv in a major city by building walls and closing them at night. That's not feasible. So what you do is you make the same Eruv HaTzeris that you make in your cul-de-sac or in your bungalow colony. You're going to put up poles and strings, and that's the way you Ma'ar of the area with a Tzuras HaPesach. The problem is, he said, we paskin, it's Aloch and Shulchan Aruch, Asi Rabu Mevatel Mechitzta. So if Asi Rabu Mevatel Mechitzta, so if that's the case, that's not a good... It's not a good mechitza. No, what are you going to tell me? Asi rabu mevata mechitza is only for a rishos harabim. Because when we learned the Gemara, we saw the Rishonim say that the only time you say asi rabu mevata mechitza is if you need the mechitza midiraisa. But if I only need the mechitza midrabanon, it's not a problem. Meaning, so if I need the mechitza midiraisa, if this is a rishos harabim, it's a problem. If I only need the mechitza midrabanon, it's not going to be a problem. But the Mishkan is Yaakov came now back with a left. And he said, these big cities are all Rishos HaRabims. There's no question they're Rishos HaRabims. How do I know they're Rishos HaRabims? Because they're 16 amos wide, they're in a Mekur, and they're a foolish Mishal Lashar. Oh, you're going to tell me because there's a Yesh Oimrim that says 600,000, and we're going to start doing a census, and we're going to try to figure out the 600,000? He said, you're going to be Soymich on that? You're going to get involved in this Shaila? You're going to start building a Reuven in major cities, being Soymich on a Yesh Oimrim in the Shulchan Aruch? Yeah, the Taz says that you could be soymechan, the ein biyodei limchos, but as a rub of a shtot, how do you have a right to go ahead and build an eruv like that? Where at the end of the day, based on the Shulchan Aruch, it's a problem. So Mishkanus Yaakov said, it's keneged the halacha. He says, I don't understand. Asi rabim mevatam mechitzes, you can't be ma'arav a rishos rabim with a tzuras ha-pesach, just like you can't make pasi birois in the middle of a rishos rabim. And we hold that all these big cities are rishos rabim. And to stop being soymechan, all these coolers, he says, I'm very not comfortable with it. And he said, to me, I don't really understand it. The Maisa, he sent this to the Beis Ephraim, and the Beis Ephraim sent him a response. He didn't just send him a response. The response to the Beis Ephraim was just as long as the letter that the Mishkanus Yaakov sent the Beis Ephraim. And they went back and forth. They were shakal v'tari. But in short, and this is fascinating, in short, the Beis Ephraim wrote back to the Mishkanus Yaakov that I disagree with you on both points. Number one, you're telling me the halach is asi rabim uvatam mechitzes. I disagree. I think the halach is loy asi rabim uvatam mechitzes. I don't think we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda. I think we paskin like Rabbi Lazar and the Chacham. That's number one. Number two, you're telling me Rishus HaRabim is even from 600,000 people. I don't agree. I think you need 600,000 people there in order for something to be considered a Rishus HaRabim. Now the truth is, and I heard this from a big Talmud Chacham, a tremendous Balkin Erevin, who went through these Truvas. He said, if you go through the Beis Ephraim's Truvas, it's clear. His Lashon was that the Iker Kempf of the Beis Ephraim was not 600,000. If anything,
he wasn't so comfortable with that. He wasn't going to write his tshuva and be matur all these eruvin based on the fact that it's not a rishus harava. But he held lahalacha that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that asi rabim mevatu mechitzes, but we paskin like the chachamim that loy asi rabim mevatu mechitzes. So just like a tzuras haPesach that the rabim goes through is considered a good mechitza for a karmelis, it's considered a good mechitza for a shusar rabim as well. The problem is the Shulchan Aruch says not that way, right? It's a mafurish halach in Shulchan Aruch. We read it. It's in Siman Shin Samach Dalet Siv Katan Beis. The mechaber paskins mafurish. It's there's no shaila. The mechaber paskins mafurish. Like Rabbi Yehuda, that Asi Rabbi Mavat Mechitzes. But the Beis Ephraim, who was Koichai Gadol Bahira, he undermined the Shulchan Aruch. He said, I disagree with the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. How do you have a right to do that? How do you have a right to do that? See, he was mefalful, all the different Rishonim, and he had raised the Rosh didn't mean that, the Rif didn't mean this, and the Rishonim, and he went through the Chachmei Asfard, and then he went through the Rishonim from Ashkenaz and from Tzorfas. It's fascinating. He literally went through one after another, all the Rishonim that he felt were of the opinion that Lo Yossi Rabbi Mavat Mechitzes. The Shulchan Aruch is not, I mean, it's a problem. The Torah, the Mechaber, right? They all seem to say not that way. But at the end of the day, it seems like he was coming from the Minig in Klal Yisrael. And the fact is that the Minig always was to be Ma'ariv major cities. And if the Minig was to be Ma'ariv major cities, they must have been relying on something. Minig Yisrael Torah, and as a result, he said, must be the Halacha really is. Loi Asir, either Shulchan Aruch says not that way, I hear it's a Kasha. But the bottom line is, Loi Asir Rabim Umavata Mechitzes. The Mila Macherim. In other words, the Mishkanis Yaakov held, you can't be Ma'ariv a major city. It's not possible. Because the only way to be Ma'ariv practically is with the Tzuras HaPesach, Osi Rabim Umevato Mechitzos, and every major city has a din of a Rishus Rabim. So it's not a gate, it's very simple. The Beis Ephraim held no. He held, even if you're going to accept that every major city has a din of a Rishus Rabim, which I'm not sure about because there is a Yesh Haimrim, but even if you're going to accept it, I disagree with you. Why can't you just look in the Shulchan Aruch? 100 pages this way, 100 pages that way, open up a Shulchan Aruch. You know what the problem is? Because the Minig in Klal Yisrael was not like the Shulchan Aruch. And that was an impetus to have to think out of the box a little bit and to try to figure out what's going on. But the bottom line is, the Mishkanis Yaakov was coming from the Shulchan Aruch. That's where he was coming from. And the Beis Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, where he was coming from was the Minig in Klal Yisrael. And the Mishkanis Yaakov was championing the Shulchan Aruch. He said, at the end of the day, why is Hilchas Erevin different than any other sugi in Shas? The bottom line is, I don't believe you can open up, go through the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Erevin and walk away and be comfortable making an Erevin a major city. Then you're going to be relying on Yesh Oimrims. I don't believe it. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, like the Bir Halacha says, he says, I don't see how anyone can be comfortable with that. Beis Ephraim said, L'maisa, this is the way it's been for hundreds of years. Of the cities in Klal Yisrael where they had it, and must be that there is another way to look at it. And like we mentioned earlier, this is just the introduction.